Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Primo Castro, California Government Relations Director for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. And we're going to be talking about how California is making progress in the fight against cancer. So thank you very much for joining me today, Primo. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for the invitation.
Now, first of all, tell us about the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network and how its relationship is with the American Cancer Society.
Well, we're actually a 501c4 organization, which means that we are a sister organization of the American Cancer Society. And all we do, our job is to advocate on behalf of cancer patients and their families nationwide, actually globally, if you think about it. But our mission is the same, to protect and defend, the rights of healthcare, cancer patients and their families. So that's how we're affiliated.
So you're kind of the promotional arm of the American Cancer Society.
Absolutely. So the advocacy arm, that nationwide that has, an extensive arm reach of volunteers. We call them ambassadors, in each state, and, passionate people who are very dedicated to advancing not just research, making sure that we hold elected officials accountable, but also, pushing for legislation or policies that will protect future generations to come.
Okay, now the How Do You Measure Up progress report, it's now in its 17th year, and it illustrates where states stand on the issues that play a critical role in reducing cancer. Before we get into the specifics of the California results of that report, tell us about that report in general. What is it all about?
Absolutely. So I think we're very excited. As you mentioned, we are in the 17th iteration of this report. But essentially, one of the things that that we look to is to encourage cancer prevention. We're trying to guarantee access to affordable, adequate healthcare coverage, but also curbing and preventing future tobacco use. And then the last item, through this report, we're also focusing on patients' quality of life. So, these are the four essential items of what the report does, and it illustrates, through various charts and graphs by looking at the different policies that we help pass, and we help elected officials come to realize the importance of passing adequate funding, making sure that sound policies that, that protect cancer patients and their families.
Okay, now let's get into some of the specifics. How does California measure up and what are some of those detailed results?
We're actually very happy, with the report this year. Specifically, California obviously has always been a leader, a policy leader when it comes to, passing sound legislation on affordable health care, protecting, patients' rights, making sure that we protect, our youth against tobacco use, against all these other, all these other items that, that protect a patient's, a healthcare perspective. But overall, this year, there was a difference. We saw that there was a three-way tie in the report this year with California, Maine, and Massachusetts. So we're very excited that other states in the nation are also coming up, their rankings are improving, while the report does say that some of the states are still lagging behind. We are seeing improvements, and this three-way tie actually showcases that, of how California, Maine, and Massachusetts are leading the nation in protecting everybody's healthcare rights.
How does California's legislative activity affect cancer prevention outcomes? In other words, how do votes by the California legislature affect our health care?
One of the things that we focus on is, how is a piece of legislation going to make a difference in the life of not just cancer patients, but those with chronic illnesses, right? So we want to make sure that we're sending we're obviously sending our legislative ambassadors out in the field, to meet with elected officials. But overall, we want to make sure that we passed, you know, sound legislation. So, for example, in California, we have Assembly Bill 528, which we are actually co-sponsoring this year. And, you know, if passed and signed into law, you know, AB 528 would upgrade California's policy score in the how do you measure up. And, you know, why is that important? Because the report, it reports by increasing access to pain medication for cancer patients and survivors. Obviously, right now, one of the things that we're seeing is, you know, when it comes to pain medication nationwide, there's been a lot of talk about the opioid epidemic out there. We want to make sure that cancer patients and, you know, and their families and survivors have access to, to these pain medications. We want to make sure that we educate everybody, and especially legislators who have the yes or no vote, you know, up in the state legislatures, right? We want to make sure that these individuals understand the importance of providing these prescription medications to cancer patients and survivors, because a lot of the times, you know, they're in such pain that we have to be able to protect also these individuals as well and stuff. So the obviously 528 would require pharmacies, clinics, and other dispensers to report the information required by the Controlled Substance Utilization Review and Evaluation Systems, known as CURES, a database no more than one working day after a controlled substance is dispensed versus the current 7-day time frame that we have here in California.
Okay, great. Now, there's also a new section of the report pertaining to tobacco use and e-cigarettes. So give us some details on that, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so we all know that e-cigarettes, you know, have been in the market, you know, for a few years already. But we've also seen already the devastating impacts that it's having, not just in our local communities, but also in our schools. Obviously, you know, it's a big thing right now with juuling, vaping, you know, and with the misconception with a lot of parents and with a lot of adults is that they feel that vaping is not smoking. You know, we see no difference, right? We know for a fact already, and the research is showing that vaping, you know, using electronic cigarettes is as harmful, if not probably more harmful, right? So because I think the misconception is that, you know, for example, let me give you an example that, you know, one of these little pods, the Juul pods, right, for vaping contains as much nicotine as, you know, 20 cigarettes in a pack of, you know, traditional cigarettes. So I think there's a little misconception because they see this small little Juul pod. You know, people figure they're like, you know what, it doesn't have a lot of nicotine, but no, actually, you know, it has the equivalent of 20 cigarettes. So I think there's a lot of confusion around parents, a lot of schools, and obviously there's a reason why the Surgeon General a couple of years back ago called the e-cigarette use an epidemic. We're seeing, you know, children as young as middle school, you know, vape these products. So we want to make sure that we're alerting policymakers to the threat of what e-cigarettes, especially Juuls, and all these other electronic devices are causing, not just in our communities, but also among adults as well, right? You know, people feel that it's just water vapor. It's not water vapor. You're smoking and inhaling over 7,000 chemicals here in the state of California under Prop 65. You know, we have what's known as the listing of all these cancerous and, you know, chemicals that also cause reproductive harm, you know, in the body as well. So we, you know, we're seeing that, you know, a lot of these individuals, they're not taking it very seriously, and we need to step up. Otherwise, big tobacco is going to go ahead and has been using the same playbook from the past, from the 80s and in the 70s, to get a new generation of smokers hooked on nicotine, and they're using it through through Juul devices and through other electronic devices as well.
Okay. How can people volunteer in some way, or how can they help out, especially with possibly getting AB 528 passed?
Absolutely. You know, and I would suggest that they go into www.fightcancer.org. That's fightcancer.org, where they could go ahead and go local, find their local nearest American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network and, you know, staff member, and they could go ahead and talk to them directly about how the best way to, whether it's sending a letter whether giving their elected representative a phone call or just sending them an email also. There's different ways. You don't necessarily need to go to Sacramento to do that. You know, that's our job. Our job is to make sure that we work with everybody's representatives at the state level, and we welcome the feedback and, you know, the conversations with everyone.
Okay, now what is the most important point that we can take away from this latest report?
You know, I think the obviously the report is it is an annual snapshot of key state policies, indicating as a nation is looking toward more state-driven solutions to address chronic disease prevention and access to health coverage. But as I mentioned, you know, early on, some states are falling behind, and I think we have to address a lot of the needs out there, not just for cancer patients, but for all the chronic illnesses out there. So I think, you know, making sure that we educate not just our policyholders, not just in Sacramento or in other state houses, but making sure that we let the public, you know how important it is that they have to put their civic hat on and make sure that we're passing down legislation that is going to protect cancer patients and other chronic illness patients as well.
Okay, very good. Primo Castro, California Government Relations Director for the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. And we've been talking about how California is shaping up as far as progress in the fight against cancer. So thank you once again for joining me today, Primo. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.